That was a good win for our team. Another one that we had to find a way to win. We had opportunities to do it early in the game. We didn't. But when we had to at the end, we did. And I know I use the word resilient a lot, but that's, I think, the makeup of this team. It's amazing that they believe in themselves. They just know we always have a chance to win. That's important in this business.
You see in that last game-winning drive on Marcus in the offense, you know?
It made some plays. Made a lot of plays. A variety of guys made plays. And again, took what they gave us. I thought they did a good job with the clock management. I mean, we didn't want to leave them very much time. And when we needed to play down there, we made the play. And that was big. That was really big.
Marco's effort on the scoring play, we fought
the end. Yeah, that's a big play. Good job by Marcus. Again, that's a third read, which he did a number of times today, and resulted in a score. Just dumping it down.
Were you worried Marcus might have to come out after the run where he went down and limped off?
I was. Yeah, I was. I was, but he's about as tough as they get, so he wouldn't come out.
Is he all right? What did he hurt?
Yeah. Actually, he got a shoulder, left shoulder.
You talked about this team's belief that they're going to win. Where does that start?
That locker room. I think some of the games we've played, too, has kind of reinforced that we got a chance to win close games. Wish it wasn't the case, as much as it's been. But, hey, whatever it is, whatever it takes. I mean, we had scores sitting there right in front of us, so we didn't finish. We didn't finish on a couple of them.
You've talked about this, I know, a little bit before, but in some of those kind of clutch situations, Marcus seems to have that ability to kind of raise things. Is that, you know, a focus? Is that a poise?
And that's him. That's his MO. Nothing flusters him. Again, like I told you, after the pick, came back, made some very tight-knit throws that we needed. You know, that's who he is.
I'm satisfied to keep your composure. You're kind of hitting that. You had a drop touchdown. You lost a fumble and a missed field goal to keep your composure and able to fight and to win.
It was frustrating. You know, we just kept letting them hang around when we had chances to put a good lead up on them. And, it was almost an invite to have a big score on us. It wasn't surprising with the way things went our way. You're just waiting for them to take the lead at some point because we wouldn't finish some drives. We had chances to make plays, two touchdowns and a field goal. I mean, those are points staring us right in the face.
Part of the plan to get Mariota running early, loosen the defense?
No, just the way the top 15 plays, you know, it wasn't a matter of we have a number of options on the plays, one of them being him running, but based on how they defend it, they just ended up being that way.
Mobility clearly made a difference today, though. I mean, it was a bigger part of your offensive equation.
Yeah, yes, I would say that it would be the case. I mean, just we had more in there today.
We made a great catch on the late turn where the ball was on him in a hurry. After that, it seemed like he was having trouble getting separation.
Yeah, he did. He struggled there late, got a little bit flustered. That play, I don't know if I've seen one like that. The anticipation by the quarterback and the receiver to be able to catch it like that was pretty impressive. But there's some things, again, this is his third game. He's doing some good things. There's things he's going to learn from. He is a guy that they have to pay attention to out there where he is. He's got to slow the game down a little bit when it gets into, especially the second half when we know we need to make some plays.
Is he trying to do too much on the fumble, Mike?
Ball security is obviously a huge topic all the time. I mean, I just said as big as you are, next time that happens, again, it's an experience that he's going to learn from. Next time, put your shoulder down and barrel in. I mean, that's as big as of a receiver you are. Don't try to leap, but put the ball away at all costs.
How much credit to defense? Like, it seems like every time maybe momentum was going the other way, they get a three down.
Their third down defense was outstanding today. I mean, outstanding. Especially when, again, we stalled the third quarter offensively. With our third downs, I thought defense just kept hammering away and kept it a close game.
What's your thought on that rule that it becomes a touchback once scored?
That's a rule. That was a rule. I mean, the odds of that, it's never happened to me since I've been coaching. So, I mean, I've never had that play happen until today.
The challenge for you guys offensively now is to, you've done so well in kind of those urgent situations, but to try to get some of that spread out for the
rest. I think we do. I mean, this is the fourth game in a row we've opened up with a scoring drive. If we catch the touchdown, a walk in, if we kick the field goal, it is spread out. It is scoring throughout the whole game. It is, but it doesn't feel that way to anybody because we fail to do it.
On the touchdown day on the ground overall, but a bunch of guys all chipping in.
It's just the plan again was. Some of the reads, depending on how they defended it, it would be in different guys' hands. And it ended up in Nadori's a couple. We got some runs outside by DeMarco and Derek. And obviously, with Marcus as well.
You guys broke up down, Mike. The green touchdown, is that a play Byard has to make after he gets?
I mean, yeah, it's a hard play. He's got to make that play, but it's a really hard play.
Like the kind of play. The Bengals at times, I think you had 5 first downs based on their penalties and gave you some opportunities to keep drives going.
It did. And if they didn't do what they did, we'd have had wide open guys. I mean, we had some double moves that they were holding our receivers. I mean, every hold they had, we had a double move on, and they were beat to a point they had to hold. So that was probably a smart move on their behalf.
This franchise's first 4-game win streak since 2009. Quite a long time.
It's one game. I'm gonna let them enjoy it for a little bit here, but short week. Yeah.
You got to be in Pittsburgh doing this again. What's your week look like?
I can tell you when they come in tomorrow. There'll be no Bengals discussion, and we're right into Pittsburgh. There's no video, no post game talk. We're already behind. As I stand here, we're behind. So we're right into Pittsburgh.
For the second week in a row, you go 3-for-3 in the red zone against the number one red zone defense in the league.
That was important. That's a good defense. Obviously, very good down there being number one. So we're trying to get back. I mean, we're trying to get back to where we were of being effective down there. I think we've had a couple good weeks, but we got to continue to do that.
Opened up a bunch of plays in the secondary and seemed to Green also. Was that kind of him finally getting the one that you had broken up multiple times on the touchdown?
There was a lot of passes today defended. I mean, not just with him. I mean, there's a lot of broken up passes that were well defended. Well defended without any contact. But when you find him, especially him, if you can get him the ball when he's in stride, it's tough to defend.
Can you talk about the way you stole those 3 points before halftime and just what went into your thinking making that?
Well, we practice those things every Saturday. We have 5 or 6 situations that some have never happened since I've been coaching. This one with Decker, the timeout helped to see how they were going to try to defend us. And once we saw that, there's a situation that we use that comes into play and worked out just like it does in practice.
What's the benefits from having a Dory on the field, whether he gets the ball or not?
Yeah, I mean, that play to Richard, the drop touchdown, Dory was out there, drew a little attention.
What is it about him that he can handle the defense a little, your offensive plays, return everything that you throw?
And we didn't have a lot for him offensively. We did not. We had a handful of plays. He's very, very intelligent. We worked him enough. He's gone over it enough. We had a lot of time to work him with him, but we only had a handful of plays.
You think that first drive was the best first drive you've had all year?
Yeah,
why
I think
can't
so.
You look like that more? Is that like the model now?
We try to do that every week. I'm pretty sure we do. Pretty good defenses we've been facing too. I'm going to say that we've faced 6 out of the 9 top 10 defenses. It's been pretty good defenses trying to stop our run game, and we're trying. I think the thing we did better, we're converting third downs, and that's what we haven't done the 3 previous scoring when we had to settle for field goals. We did not really do a good job with third down.
The incompletion to Delaney in the end zone right before you get the touchdown.
It's an unnecessary hit. The defender knows he doesn't have the ball, nowhere near the ball. That's a rule that needs to be. I mean, that's if you want to protect players, keep talking about protecting players, then that's a foul. It's a foul all the time.
What did you hurt on the play?
Actually, just got the wind knocked out of him, but nothing serious.
How did you come out of the game injury-wise?
Seriously, got a little bit of a groin. Marcus with the shoulder. Delaney with, he's got a hand or a wrist. But other than that, we should be good, again, unless something comes up here tonight before tomorrow morning.